Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. John of the Cross says that contemplation, otherwise known as infused prayer, is nothing but a hidden, peaceful, and loving inflow of God. If it is given room, it will inflame the spirit with love. Contemplation is a direct, intimate experience of the presence of God. Therefore, it is the closest thing in this life to the experience of God we will have in heaven. So really, contemplation is the beginning of heaven on earth. Now, contemplation is not something that can be achieved by human effort at all. It is a gift from God when the soul is ready. Contemplation is called infused prayer because the soul receives it passively, just as one receives sunlight by doing no more than opening the shutters. In contemplation, Jesus comes to us in a way that we experience him. We really get to do as the scriptures say. We taste and see how good the Lord is. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Contemplation, this loving inflow of God, doesn't begin with fireworks or some glorious apparition of Jesus. It begins like the experience of Elijah and the still, soft voice. Remember the story of Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 19? He was being persecuted by the wicked queen Jezebel, so he fled for his life and he came to the mountain of God. And there he went into the cave and spent the night. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He replied, "I have been very zealous for you, Lord, and the queen wants to kill me." Then he was told, "Go out and stand on the mountain." Then Yahweh himself passed by. There came a mighty wind so strong it rent the mountains and shattered the rocks. But Yahweh was not in the wind. After the wind came an earthquake, but Yahweh was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake came a roaring fire, but Yahweh was not in the fire. And after the fire came a still, small voice. And when Elijah heard this, he covered his face with his cloak and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. Then a voice came to him, which said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" This is why John of the Cross says that contemplation is nothing but a hidden, peaceful, and loving inflow of God. If it is given room, it will inflame the spirit with love. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
John of the Cross says that contemplation is for everyone and that more people should experience it. But one of the biggest obstacles to ordinary people like you and I experiencing this direct experience of God in contemplation is that they don't recognize how it begins. And so they run off in the wrong direction, looking for the wrong thing. Remember, God is not in the mighty wind or the earthquake or the massive fire. But for you to understand how contemplation begins, you need to remember the normal progression of prayer that prepares for contemplation. We start with vocal prayer, speaking to God with the traditional prayers or talking to Him simply from the heart. But then we want to hear what He has to say. And we want to develop a deeper friendship with Him, so we begin to practice meditation, like we are here in the Rosary. And at the same time, we begin to see what a mess we are, how many vices and bad habits we have, and so little virtue. So we really commit to changing our way, acting like better people. And we even come to the point where we remove all the situations from our life that cause us to sin, all the near occasions of sin. And we try to receive Jesus as often as we can in the Eucharist and to examine our conscience and go to confession regularly, every month. And we just keep hammering away at this. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
But then something begins to happen. You start to lose the desire to read or think or try to figure everything out in prayer. And a real desire to just sit with God and do nothing begins to develop within you. John of the Cross says this is when prayer simplifies into a loving attention. He describes this as an inclination to remain alone and in quiet. And if those in whom this occurs, he says, know how to remain quiet, they will soon in that unconcern and idleness delicately experience the interior nourishment. And John says, this food is the beginning of a contemplation that is dark and dry to the senses. So once a person has reached this habit of a general loving knowledge of God and self by means of mental prayer, then we begin to desire to spend time with Jesus without talking or reading, without the effort to keep growing in knowledge, but simply to remain alone with God in silence. This is where Teresa tells us, continue mental prayer until you lose this desire to read and acquire more knowledge, then just be with God in calm, quiet, and stillness. Because this is the beginning of contemplation. Do you see that contemplation doesn't begin with some great fanfare or fireworks or mighty show? No trumpets blaring, no angels arriving. Again, it's like Elijah, the still, small voice. And at this stage of the game, prayer gets easier. It requires less of our effort, because the soul begins to leave discursive meditation and enter the state where God does all the work. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The real danger here, according to John of the Cross, is that God is coming to the soul in a very quiet, almost sneaky way. It's like when you are totally absorbed in some work and someone enters a room completely unnoticed. Now, God won't startle you, that's the whole point, but he will enter the room, enter your soul, and you'll hardly notice. What you will notice is that you've lost the desire to read or listen or think in meditation. And then you might be tempted to think something's wrong, that you've gotten lazy somehow, and you'll try to double down on reading and thinking, applying more of your own effort. And this is counterproductive, because this is where we're supposed to back off and let God supply all the work. Listen to what John says here. If there is no one to understand these persons, they either turn back and abandon the road or lose courage, or at least they hinder their own progress because of their excessive diligence in treading the path of discursive meditation. Discursive just means effort in thinking. They fatigue and overwork themselves, John says, thinking that they are failing because of their negligence or sins. Meditation is now useless for them because God is conducting them along another road, which is contemplation, and is very different from the first. For the one road belongs to discursive meditation, and the other is beyond the range of the imagination and thinking. All that is required of them here, says John, is freedom of soul, that they liberate themselves from the impediment and fatigue of ideas and thoughts and not care about thinking and meditating. They must be content simply with a loving and peaceful attentiveness to God and live without the concern, without the effort. All these desires disquiet the soul and distract it from the peaceful, quiet, and sweet idleness of the contemplation that is being communicated to it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, what were your thoughts with this meditation on infused prayer, contemplation?
This is really beautiful to me because I thought I was just getting really, really lazy. As in, we talked about this when discussing Lenten resolutions, but part of my discouragement with morning meditations was feeling like there was so much to read, but I felt no desire to keep reading. But I very much felt like I thought the core of meditation was for me to ponder some great theological concepts and uncover the mysteries of the universe on my own with my own intellect, instead of just practicing that presence of God, putting yourself before God and seeing what he leads you to. So it's really transformed my Lent to focus more on that, instead of getting a bit prideful about honestly quite fun theological concepts.
Yeah, we make the mistake when we think every time we go to prayer, some earth-shattering revelation has to come. Otherwise, our prayer wasn't productive.
Exactly.
That's definitely a mistake. And it's a real part of humility to go before the Lord empty-handed. To go before the Lord and say, Lord, I don't have any big thoughts. But that's the whole point of prayer. Lord, I don't have any big thoughts. Mm-hmm. I'm coming to you. Yeah. You have all the big thoughts.
It's true.
But it's not about all the big thoughts. It's about the commitment to spending time with him, because as we spend time with him every day, day after day, year after year, he changes us. Now, while both Teresa of Avila and John of the Cross are adamant, excited to let us know that contemplation is for everyone, one of the traps we can also fall into is to think we've reached it too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is a progression where we have to do our part to prepare our soul to receive God. And our part is that we have to make the commitment to daily meditation. I mean, daily.
Mm-hmm.
And then we practice it year after year. But people can not have the desire to read or think in prayer, either because they haven't established the habit of daily meditation. Mm-hmm. They haven't even started doing it yet.
Yeah.
So they haven't cultivated the ability to read and think in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So they might not have it for that reason. So they haven't even started.
Mm-hmm. I haven't even told you that I'm illiterate. There's a reason this is a podcast and not a blog or an essay.
Well, many illiterate saints have reached contemplation a lot faster than...
I think I'm somewhat literate at the very least. Got a head start.
Secondly, people can lose the desire or not have the desire for discursive meditation, reading and thinking and prayer, because of grave sin in their lives. Mm-hmm. They have serious sin in their lives, and that blocks the grace of God. Mm-hmm. That's not the indication that contemplation is coming.
Yeah. But I really like this other caveat that even when it's you lose the desire to read, there's still this other point that you could sit in silence, but if you are not essentially going to be responsible with that silence... For instance, I think that's the most important thing for me right now in my meditation is I can sit in pockets of that silence. I thought it was so funny earlier today. I was doing my meditation and I was like, oh, this is such a good, I feel fully recollected. And then I just saw the FedEx truck go by. My only thought was FedEx. I was like, at the very least visually, I could see like, okay, yeah, I'm very easily distracted. And of course, right before I started my meditation, I put some fish in the oven. So there's certainly a great need for focus that was obviously pointed out to me.
Okay,
but that's a big part of.
But you've just made
steps
a really
towards
good
contemplation.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you. You've just made an excellent point. Part of the progression, part of the steps toward contemplation, is the gaining the skill of recollection. It's called acquired recollection.
Mm-hmm.
And that gaining the ability to sit more in silence with the Lord. So this, you're actually right. This is part of the steps. And I'm really glad you brought it up, that we should practice that. And then when you see the FedEx truck, don't beat yourself up.
Yeah.
It's like shooting three-pointers. You make four or five in a row and you miss one, it's not a sign to quit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're practicing, you're getting better. So as soon as you recognize the distraction, just turn yourself back to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But you're making a really good point that this is part of the practice that prepares the soul for contemplation, is getting used to sitting in quiet without reading or thinking or saying anything.
A funny line I remember from He and I by Gabrielle DeBosis of her interactions. What would you call that? With, it's not visions. She didn't
locutions.
See Christ, but
she
heard Christ.
Locutions.
And she said, or he said, I can't remember whether it was her quoting him or commenting on it, but to think of yourself almost like the family dog wandering around the house. You're a little sad when they're not there, but whenever they come back to you, they kind of drift around the house, and whenever they're there, you don't beat them up for it. You're not like, how dare you walk away from me, but you're so happy when they return. So only to think of it that way when you return to focus on God. And it was a very sweet and tender image.
Yeah. So in this hyper noisy, distracted, screen-filled world, we're going to have a really hard time getting prepared.
Yeah.
So we've got to take extra steps to spend time without the visual or auditory candy.
Yeah. I think the first thing that I really had to drill out of myself, and I still struggle with to some degree, is just sitting down in meditation and having my phone nearby. It is such a nervous tick to pick up my phone in any moment of silence.
Yes.
To even if I don't open it, I'm just like, why am I holding this? How did this happen? Just to look.
Really good point. Really good point. We have such an attachment to our screens, to our phone. So what are you going to do?
Stop.
How are you going to stop?
I know what you mean.
How are you going to stop?
The thing is, I would say I would put it farther away, but I use my phone to read the daily readings. I think the biggest thing is just being aware of it, creating the awareness. I struggle when it comes to certain resolutions tied to these things because I don't think I have a big problem with, once I acknowledge a problem, just stopping.
Yeah, you're just like everybody else.
Making excuses?
Rationalizing your attachments.
It's not that at all. I promise. I've been so much better. I'm so confident.
Everybody rationalizes their attachments.
I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, you definitely got to put your phone away for meditation.
It's so away. It is only open when I'm reading that now. But actually, I think
you can tell me how that works out for you.
I will. I'll keep you updated and stop. We're gonna have a conversation. I actually think I was going to make a point that I think meditation is a really good place to build habits and reorder other habits. So, for instance, being able to have my phone nearby but not pick it up constantly, so that when I have it on my person throughout the day, I don't pick it up constantly.
That is a really amazing rationalization.
I thought you were going to say that's a really good way for me to never answer your calls.
It's also true.
That's what you're really worried about. You definitely practice. You just want to be able to call me about Teresa, work while I'm doing my meditations.
You don't have to practice at all. Not answering my calls. You've got that down to
science. Yeah. We'll talk about it. We'll see how it goes. We'll see who's right here.
Well, the fact is, we are all addicted to our screens. And until we can get more at peace without our phones, our screens, without noise, without something entertaining us, until we can start practicing being without those things, we're going to impede contemplation. So we all have to work on it.
Yeah.
We all have to work on it. You know, and that's why we encourage everyone to do a podcast, so that they spend more time on their screens.
We're very clever. We're really shooting ourselves in the foot by telling people to get off their screens. Turn the screen off. Put the podcast on.
Hey, we our hope is to work ourselves out of a job and everybody into contemplation.
Yeah, that's true.
That's our goal. We're trying to work ourselves out of our listeners and everyone into contemplation. Thank you.
Thank you, I think.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.